Aleishu Chelik Aleph Reish Lamed Dalet at the bottom of the page. Kol da'agaseh shel Talmid Chacham Amiti Nesuna Lechach. The entire concern of a true Talmid Chacham is devoted to this. Leval yeitzeh me'olamo kimloi nima, that he shouldn't leave the world, proverbially through that hay, even as much as a hair's breadth. V'yeh tamid chai, and it should be, his existence should be dynamic, alive. It goes so far. It's a famous statement of Chazal based on this pasuk. Yishamru lachem. The Torah says, beware, pen yifte levavchem, lest your heart turns, vesartem, and you stray, lifroish min haTorah, umitoich kach, and the next phrase, in the same breath, vaavadtem Elohim acherim, and serve foreign gods. Shekivan she'adam peresh min haTorah, say Chazal, with a person separates, it's almost an immediate thing, it's a head's breath that separates them. V'chen David Omer, David HaMelech, it's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Vav, ki gereshuni hayoy miyistapech benachalas Hashem, they drove me away, forbidding me from associating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leymor, leich avoid Elohim acherim, go and serve foreign gods. Umi Amalekin, did they say this to him? He was saying that once I'm driven away and not permitted, not given the opportunity to be involved in Torah, it's very close. It's just the opposite side of the coin, is a hair's breadth away to be avod Elohim Acherim. That's the ultimate expression of it. It's what we were speaking about yesterday in the previous session about this emptiness. According to what you said in the previous session, it's clear shapereish min haTorah yoytze min ha'olam. That's a terminology of Rish Lakish there in Menachos, leaving the world through the hay. V'zei misa lishasa. It's a, so to speak, temporary death. Uv'zei misa zoi. It's within this concept, taku asherish avodah zarah. The root of avodah zarah stems from that temporary death. Kli reikon machazik rak diminuah shel olam hazeh. The kli reikon that you spoke about, an empty utensil, can only hold fantasies, imagery, distorted visions of olam hazeh. Vehu hu ayotzer latzmo ilelech hazeh v'zav. And mimeila, using these processes, it fashions for itself gods, and whether they are silver or gold, or they consist of digital data, it doesn't matter. It creates these things. That a person then is drawn after. The greater the person, the more he's able to discern the most subtle aspects of misaverikonus, of this death and emptiness. Even for a great person, it would be just a moment of hasachas das. Ad David Melech yivchin berege shel bitul Torah me'oynes, to the point where David HaMelech, great as he was, could discern in a moment of bitul Torah, even though it was oynes, shukarov la'avoid Elohim acherim. That's how far these issues go. Now, what appears to be a digression, but it's obviously related to what you're speaking about. Uma yaseh shakua b'limudoy, a person who's really immersed in his learning, is diligent, he's now presented with a mitzvah matter. It cannot be performed by others. Halacha tells him that he's obligated to cease his learning. Is that not going to create a situation of this misa that we're speaking about, this reikonus that we're speaking about? That's the question. The answer, למדנו בזה דבר נפלא מעבר מבין עליו השלם, שנראה אליו השם בלוני ממרי, השם appeared to him after his bris milah, ובסייך מראה השכינה, בא לידי מצווה שהכנסה סורחים. In the midst of this vision, he has the mitzvah והכנסה סורחים, the three visitors, וביקש שהשכינה תמתין לו עד שיגמור לעשות מצווה סי. And he asks that the divine presence wait for him until he finishes the mitzvah והכנסה סורחים. וחסוב אחר כך, after that interaction with the three guests, ויפנו משם האנשים וילכו סדימה, they turned to go to סדים, ואברהם עודנו עומד לפני השם, the Torah emphasizes. אברהם still stood at the same point before הקדוש ברוך הוא, הרי אברהם לא נפל ממדרגה זו. He did not lose the level he had attained before, ואב השכינה המתינה לו, and the divine presence there hovered, ואין זו איס, בגלל גדולתו של אברהם אבינו שעבור סלן מרכבה. It's not an exception that this happened only for Avraham Avinu because like Chazal said, the voice of the chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, Ela Klalu, this is in general true. HaMafsik Talmudoi La'aseh Mitzvah She'efshar Be'achrim. A person who ceases his learning to do a mitzvah which is not, it cannot be performed by someone else, and therefore, as we said, the halacha requires him to stop learning. U'miyadim gemara mitzvah chozer la'talmudoi. Immediately upon finishing the mitzvah, he returns to his learning. There's no separation of here. It's as if he did not interrupt his learning. He'll find himself within the sugya without difficulty. Because it waits for the person. It's a point that the author makes many times in both volumes. A true Talmid Chacham accustoms himself to think in Torah in times when it's not possible to be in front of the Sefer. Elsewhere, the author says that a person becomes a true Talmid Chacham and is measured as a Talmid Chacham not by the number of hours that he spends in the Seder, but rather how much of his thought is devoted to the Sugya outside the Seder. He says a similar thing here. Umi yodea, who knows? Magorim yisrael aliyah b'Torah. What causes greater growth in Torah? Halimud bizmanim akvuim, regular seder that we have, or yamachshava temidis b'Torah, or the constant thought in Torah, even we are prevented from learning formally. In the footnote, it's interesting to see. Hagoin maris alovetchik, havbizin abiz. The Briskerov. Haya bishnois alumav yadi minoy shel aviv agrach. In his youth, he was his father's right-hand man. The Chol Inyanei HaKlal HaMerubim, in all of the inyanim that his father of Chaim Bibrisk was involved in, ulitim hayatarut bayim b'shlichus agarach yamim v'loy. Sometimes he would be immersed in these missions, day and night. He was really his right-hand man. Ulam ekfishu atzmo sipeh, as he himself does, and it's related, very, it's well known, it's related in the biographies. Hagat tamid balimud gam betorch nesi yesav uvtirdas pulos mizubachuiz. He was constantly trying to think in limud, even in the midst of traveling or being involved in these activities. His father deliberately led him in this direction and guided his chinuch in such a way that he should become accustomed to thinking in limud, even when he was traveling or standing in queues or whatever it was. It's an essential component of the training of a Talmid Chacham and his success, to be constantly involved in Machshev Salimud. Back to the text, Meidach, on the other hand, Limud Torah Atzmoi, the very concept of learning Torah, it sometimes demands cessation, either for reflection or just for rest. Hafsaka kazois Atzma Torahi. Such an interruption itself is Torah. Say Chazal, Yachoil afla hafsakoyis esakriya? Was there, did Hashem call to Moshe, yeah? Moshe, even for the breaks, even for those interruptions between passages? Tamuruma vaydaber, ladibur esakriya velo lafsakoyis. And when Hashem was ready to speak to Moshe, when he called to him, was there calling Moshe, and not for the hafsakoyis. But there's a havamina that there would have been. What is the point of these interruptions? To give Moshe some room to reflect between this paragraph and the next, between this concept and the next. Somebody like Moshe is hearing the teaching from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has nevuah. He needs space, he needs time, room to reflect between one paragraph and the next, between one concept and the next. An ordinary person, learning from an ordinary person, it's necessary. When a person stops just to reflect, it has the aspect of limud Torah, to the point where the Gemara had a havamina, that Hashem would address Moshe, Moshe, and now it's time to reflect and to stop. The reflection between one concept and another, or at a free moment that a person has, he midas esher Talmid Chacham amiti. That's the true measure of a Talmid Chacham. Hagoimer limudoy v'techev masiach datoy. A person who finishes the learning, finishes the seder, and immediately his masiach das, immediately his mind runs to other things. Adayin ein asechel shalit bo. It's an indication that he's not yet controlled by the mind. V'terasei terem nihesa umanusoy. He's not yet on that level, that the Talmid Chacham's characteristic, the Torah soy umonusoy. And finally, kamuvan gam menucha mamash drusha leida b'Torah. And it's necessary to have actual rest. It's preparation for the coming Seder, the coming session of learning. A person has to rest. A person can anticipate Sechar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this rest. Like any other Hechsher Mitzvah, when a person is preparing, doing activities which themselves are not the Mitzvah, but are necessary for the performance of the Mitzvah. That's from the Goyim. Adkan.